This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that India is not only at the center of discussions about the global future, but also leading the discourses. Addressing a summit organized by a media house in Delhi, Mr. Modi said, India enjoys a position globally which had never enjoyed before. He noted that the confidence in India is stronger than ever, be it major nations or global platforms. Prime Minister Modi asserted that India has been on a rapid development path ever since 2014. He pointed out that in just a decade, India became one of the top five economies of the world. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the coming years. He added that India missed the first three industrial revolutions, but is ready to move forward with the world in the fourth. President Draupadi Murmu said that innovators and entrepreneurs must not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities. The president advised the youth not to forget the importance of small-scale traditional solutions. She said that often the problems around us do not need any big technological intervention. Speaking at the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, Mesra in Ranchi last afternoon, the president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat. The third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate the age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi was inaugurated at Namo Ghat in Varanasi yesterday. This 10-day event highlights the significant contributions of sage Agastyar to the Siddha system of medicine, Bharatiya Chikitsa, classical Tamil literature, and also his contributions in the cultural unity of the nation. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, inaugurated the event. Addressing the program, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam is showcasing our unity in diversity and strengthening the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to be a part of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Kashi Tamil Sangamam is a celebration of the timeless civilizational bonds between Kashi and Tamil Nadu. He added that this forum brings together the spiritual, cultural and historical connections that have flourished for centuries. In view of the sudden rush of passengers at New Delhi Railway Station last evening, Northern Railway is running four special trains for Mahakumbh Prayagraj. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the situation at New Delhi Railway Station is under control. He said Delhi Police and Railway Protection Force have reached the station to control the situation. Mr. Vaishnav said the injured have been taken to the hospital. A high-level inquiry has been ordered into the incident. He said that four special trains were pressed into service to evacuate the unprecedented sudden rush and the crowd has reduced after that. In the urban body elections held in Chhattisgarh, out of 173 urban bodies, Bharatiya Janata Party has won 126 and Congress 39. In all the 10 municipal corporations of the state, the candidates of the Bharatiya Janata Party have been elected for the post of mayor. Out of 49 Nagarpalikas, 35 candidates of BJP are elected for the post of president. While Congress won in 8, Aam Aadmi Party in 1 and independent candidates won in 5 Nagarpalika. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Norwegian Finance Minister and incoming chair of Munich Security Conference Jens Stoltenberg in Munich. They had a useful exchange on the evolving global security architecture. Dr. Jaishankar also met Argentina's Foreign and Trade Minister Gerardo Verthein on the sidelines of Munich Security Conference. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed further expansion in India-Argentina trade and investment. They also shared perspectives on global affairs. In Gaza Strip, Hamas released three Israeli hostages yesterday, while Israel freed 369 Palestinian prisoners under a ceasefire agreement that began last month. This was the sixth exchange since the truce began, with 21 hostages and over 730 prisoners freed previously. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for the creation of an armed forces of Europe, saying his country's fight against Russia has laid the foundation for it. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky emphasized on the need for a unified European military force, saying that Europe cannot ignore the possibility that the US might withdraw support on key security issues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.